You're listening to iWine Radio.
G'day!
My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host of Wine and Dine. Have you ever heard of the Molly Duker Shake? I'm going to have a link up for you to watch the video. It's quite informative. And I must say, Molly Duker wines are new to me thanks to a friend. Joining us today from Adelaide is Sparky Marquise, who is the founder and winemaker for Molly Duker Wines. And one of the more interesting things, there are many interesting things about the winery, but from a consumer's perspective, how I was turned on to Molly Duker Wines is that they prominently inform consumers that they use nitrogen to cap off their bottles before they close them to make sure that there's no nasty oxygen in there. And Sparky, whose idea was that?
It was an interesting phase in what we did because a lot of people use a lot of different protectants for their wines, but we wanted to, the main reason why we use nitrogen, and it was something that Sarah and I found, worked out ourselves, is to minimize the amount of sulfites, because we found out a lot of people were getting allergy reactions, to sulfites in wine. So we wanted to minimize the amount of sulfites that we did in our total winemaking process.
That makes so much sense.
It's just amazing. We actually started the research because my sister became sulfur sensitized. So what we did is we wanted to make wine so that my sister could drink with us.
Okay.
So we ended up having to work out how to minimize that sulfites. While we were doing that research, we found out so many other people get that allergy, that asthma-type reaction from sulfites in wine. And so what we do, we work to do the absolute minimum amount of sulfites we can, and we use nitrogen through our whole winemaking process to protect the wine.
And are you the only one in Australia who has gone to this length to use nitrogen to this effect of minimizing sulfur?
There's a lot of people that are now starting to do it because of all the stuff we've been talking about and obviously how famous the Molly Duker Shake has now become. So there's a lot of other people doing it, but it's about a 10-step process through the winemaking process. And a lot of people are copying one or two steps of what we are doing, but not the whole lot. So they haven't actually got the same benefit.
When did you guys come up with this? Tell us the history. Molly Duker Wines has been available for consumers since what year?
Since 2006.
And what were you doing before you started Molly Duker with your wife?
Well, in the last 10 years, Sarah and I have created six very successful wine brands. We started off, we first made Fox Creek, then we made Henry's Drive and Parsons Flat. And then in 2000, we started a brand called Marquis Phillips, or in your language, Marquis Phillips. And then 2001, we started Shervington. And then in 2005, we started Molly Duker.
You spend a lot of time in the States, don't you?
Yes, we do.
And you were just here not too long ago, a couple weeks or a month ago?
I was there last week.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. And tell listeners, because this is really quite interesting, is it your hobby is to race go-karts?
Yeah, racing go-karts. So we're actually at the racetrack right at the moment.
Oh, my. And it's 6:15 in the morning. 6:15 in the morning your time.
Yeah, that's right. The sun has just popped up over the horizon and is just lighting the track up right now.
No, the label, your Molly Duker wine label is quite interesting, and you don't see too many peel-off or tear-off labels.
That's right. The tear-off tab is a fantastic idea. And Sarah, my wife, came up with the idea, like, we need to get away where people, she could see people in restaurants trying to work out how to get a wine label from a bottle. So she came up with this concept of using a tear-off tab. It was only after my wife Sarah came up with that concept that we actually found out that tear-off tab concept was already trademarked in the United States.
Yeah, I know what winery uses it.
So we applied for the trademark rights so that we could use it here in Australia, which worked out. It's been fantastic for us.
Okay. It's a way of learning more about the product, which is probably how Ben Ball learned about the use of nitrogen.
Exactly right. And so for us now, what we're doing is we're actually videoing all of the things that we do in our winemaking. much probably to the annoyance of our lawyers, but we're videoing all of the different steps that we do in our winemaking and putting it on our website.
Okay, so the information video, when people look for the Molly Duker Shake, that's what they're going to be watching.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it covers all of the details. We cover all of the different steps and the reasons why. And it's really interesting with the Molly Duker Shake. Then you asked the question about when we started. The Molly Duker Shake came about mostly because we were using nitrogen to protect our wines and minimize the sulfites. What we ended up doing is we were doing the Molly Duker Shake, just not calling it the Molly Duker Shake. And I was in Hawaii in 2006 with our distributor doing the Molly Duker Shake on our wines. Sat down, had dinner with our distributor, and met up with a press lady in the United States, in Hawaii. She came over to me and she looked at me in the eyes and she says, "Tell me you're not Sparky Marquis." I'm like, "I am. Why?" She said, "I've just watched you shaking all of those bottles. I've just told my friend that guy obviously knows nothing about wine."
Oh my gosh! And that's where you came up with the name?
And that's where we came up with the name. We looked at it and we thought, that's so crazy. We'd been doing it all the time, and we had no idea. And then all of a sudden, when this press lady, she's just looking at me incredulous, like, "You just shook those bottles. You obviously don't know what you're talking about." Yet we'd been doing it all the time. And then it was from that moment we realized how important it was going to be to talk and tell everybody about the Molly Duker Shake.
So shake comes from shaking the bottles, but where does the name Molly Duker come from?
Molly Duker is interesting. Molly Duker is a Australian slang word for a left-hander.
Oh, so that's what it is, Aussie for left-hander. Okay.
Aussie for left-hander. And so Sarah and I are both left-handers. In actual fact, 50% of the people in our business are left-handed.
I've never heard that before. Is that in Australia or worldwide?
In Australia.
That's crazy. I've never heard that before.
It is crazy.
So that has to do with the more right-brain people and the creative side, or what?
Well, it's interesting because we were talking about this as in a function in the U.S. last week, and Sarah was saying, everybody wonders why we have so many left-handers in our business. But I think it's because when we interview, we always drink. And all left-handers, all Molly Dukers, always drink with their glass in their left hand.
Yes, okay. So you can spot them from a mile away.
You can spot them. I tell everybody at all the functions that we do, if you want to find a Molly Duker in the room,
yeah,
just go and, when you meet someone new, if you cheers them, and you can cheers them, and you've got your hand in your, we call it your honorary Molly Duker hand, your right hand.
Okay.
If you can cheers them directly across your body, it's because you're looking at a Molly Duker. We say to everybody, you can say, "Oh, you're a Molly Duker." Right? And they'll say, "What? Like a Molly Duker, Aussie for left-hander." I go, okay.
Now, how old is that expression? Is that 50 years or 100 years?
My dad, when we were trying to work out a name for what we were going to call the label, the wine, my dad came up with it. So it'll be, you know, 50-plus years old. It's a derivation of two English words, Molly Coddle and Duker.
What a riot. Some history lesson here. Now, your efforts in grape growing you're extremely water conscious and a good steward of the water there. Explain to us a little bit about that.
Well, we developed, when I first went to college, they told me that to make ultra-premium wines, you needed to have dry-grown, low-yielding old vineyards. My question was, why? They didn't have an answer to that, so I ended up doing 22 years of research into that dry-grown, low-yielding old vineyard. And what we found out is that if you use water properly, you can actually develop that same super-concentrated, intense, amazing wine with young vineyards, with commercial cropping levels, using water wisely. And so it's been a very, very important, this is critical for us here in Australia. Water is such an important resource for us. And so we spend in every vineyard, we spend $10,000 a year researching the impact of water. Every year we spend that, just to make sure that we get the absolute best application of water that we possibly can.
Sparky, do you copyright your you know, your the results of your research?
That I think is the part that my lawyers get annoyed at us about. We've got everything trademarked, everything copyrighted, we've got all the programs done, and our lawyers keep looking at me, shaking their heads, they're going, why did we spend all of this money and time copywriting, trademarking all your work when you tell everybody everything you do?
Because, of course, if they will all cite you as the reference, and which is more promotion and advertising?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're actually doing some work with Robert Mondavi in Napa at the moment. Not the big Robert Mondavi, but yeah. Robert Mondavi. And just working through that. So it's very exciting at the moment for us to help others. We believe that when the tide rises, all boats rise.
There you go. And, you know, really, that's the way the wine industry is. Everybody's a farmer and shares information.
Sure is, Lee. Thanks very much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Sparky Sank, thank you so very much for your time, and I hope that you have a great time enjoying your go-kart racing today.
Oh, no, I can't wait to get on the track.
We will have links up for you to learn more, of course. iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.
G'day. And if you're planning a trip to Australia or a trip to your local supermarket to buy a bottle of Australian wine, you can find out more about Australian wines and Australia on www.wineaustralia.com. And keep listening to Lynn on Wine and Dine Radio.